Hey, I'm Carl Kraft, and it's time for one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. Now available as a podcast in the on-demand section of WRAT.com. So if you missed it yesterday, well, check out the podcast header at the top of WRAT.com, and you will be entertained and informed.
Mm-hmm, yes.
For the past 2 years, the apostrophizer has been on the loose in Bristol, England.
What the hell is that?
It's a good question. He is the apostrophizer. He is a punctuation vigilante. When he sees a sign out in public with a punctuation error, specifically an apostrophe in the wrong place, or even worse, a missing apostrophe from a street sign or a storefront sign, he will show up in the middle of the night and fix the spelling or punctuation problem that he sees.
Wow. This is beyond the grammar police.
He's the Banksy of punctuation.
This guy is the Charles Bronson of apostrophes, apparently.
And they can't catch him. He's always got
Should they catch him? I mean, if he's making it
there may
correct.
There may be other crimes that they want to focus
right,
on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If he's correcting the bad punctuation, you know what? I say let him slide.
2 years he's been out there correcting punctuation on street signs.
Seems like you would have more to do with your life.
That's good.
I mean, like, if he sees a stop sign, does he want to put, like, a period at the end of it?
No, that would be not incorrect punctuation.
Oh, okay.
That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the thing. Get out there and rock it with the rap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.